Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Afilu Not Elis Nafshecha. And in the previous shiur, we learned the Big Yesod based on the Gemara, Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh for Avodah Zarah is not that Avodah Zarah, the Isser of Avodah Zarah, is so strong that one has to die and there's no v'chai b'hem. That since the pasuk says v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, that one has to love Hashem and not to serve avodah zarah, that means that the kiyum is, even if the ones is not elas nafshecha. It's not that it's poel against the not elas nafshecha. It's something completely different. It's that the mitzvah of avas Hashem is a limitless mitzvah. Because what's the definition of ahava? Ahava means I'm willing to give up anything. And that means my body. And that means all of my money. So it's not the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, v'ahavta and Avodah Zarah against, v'ahavta against Avodah Zarah. And one has to be Mekayim v'ahavta, not serve avodah zarah, and therefore go, it's against v'chai b'hem. No. That Ava means everything. And Memela, there's no v'chai b'hem. There's no special din of Mesiris Nefesh against v'chai b'hem. Pshat is that Ava is limitless. And therefore the Gemara brings in the whole Indian of B'chol Me'odecha. You know, really Gemara is talking about if we were just talking about Mesiris Nefesh, what does B'chol Me'odecha have to do with the price of tea in China? Chaviv Alav Mimono, where does that fit in over here? And what's the Kal V'chomer? The Kal V'chomer. It could have said B'chol Me'odecha, and then I wouldn't have to say b'chol nafshich, never b'chol me'odecha, lema never b'chol nafshich. Why? B'chol me'odecha is your money. It's giving up all of your money. That's for all lavim in the Torah. B'chol nafshich is for certain averis, dying. So how would I learn dying from giving up your money? The answer is that the yisod is ahava. You have to give up everything, whatever's most valuable for you, and therefore you can save. Money's most valuable for you, then I know I may have to give up my life. And if my life is more valuable, then I may have to give up my money. It's talking about what's most valuable for you. And that's what we explained Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had this ishtokus to be mekayim, the mitzvah of dying, of feeling not lost of Shecha's whole life, because that's the ahab. That's a kiyum din be'ahava, that he's willing to give up everything for Hashem. Here he wasn't dying for avodah zarah, but he loves Hashem even when he's not el nafshecha. Love Hashem under all circumstances. Now lachaz mechayev also for avodah zarah. One has to show one's love of Hashem by dying. Anyway, that was what the in a nutshell we learned in the previous year. So now we have to think. In mitzvah limud Torah, there's two madregas. One, that it's a mitzvah, like all other mitzvahs in the Torah. And they're dinim, they're tanaim, begufa mitzvah. They have to be kaveitim la Torah, beyom v'layla. But the igre darga of Torah is higher than a mitzvah. The Torah is the etzim ha-mitzias. That through limud ha-Torah, we reveal in the world the mitzias ha-mitis ha-liyona. Chazal say, yistakel baraisa bra alma. The whole mitzias of the veld is Torah. And the avoda mechuyevus is to be megala the oraisa within the alma. that there shouldn't be any other mitzvahs, that the whole mitzvahs should be mitzvahs of Torah. Rambam says in Hilchos Krishma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, Umal Kore, Gimel Parash Yisrael, Shema, Vahim Shema, Vayomer, Umakdim Likros Parash Shema, Shish, Bayichud Hashem, Vahavosu, Vatalmudo, Shewikar, Agodo, Shakol Tolui, Vahachak, Vahachare, Vahim Shema, Shish, Bat Sivui, Alakshar Kol HaMitzvahs. So first we read Shema, that has the oneness of God, His love, and learning His Torah, which is the principle, the foundation, that everything depends on. And then it says afterwards, Vahaya, Im Shema, which has a tzivui on the other mitzvahs. So the Rambam includes Talmudo in included in that category of Yichud Hashem Ve'Avosa, that's the Ikar Shakol Talmud. Talmudo goes together with Avosa and Yichud Hashem. Hashem Kim Parashishniyah Shal Kriyashma, it's talking about Kiyum HaMitzvahs. There we don't have the Talmudah. So you see that the learning of Torah is included in the Madrega of Ahava. The Talmudah in the first parasha is included in the Ahava, not in the second parasha. Also we see that Birchas HaTorah can be fulfilled with Ahava Rav. So that shows you this level of Ahava is included in Talmud. Look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Davar Yadur Baruch Shein Avos Hamakom Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even Avos Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nekshavas Beliv Shel Adam. Ad She Yishke Batomit Karoy V'Yazav Kol Mashavod Mechutz Mimene Kol Mashatziv V'Vam Ruchol Vav Kol Nafshach. So you have to leave everything in the world. You love Hashem, nothing else matters to you. You're crazy for Hashem. Chol Vav Kol Chol Nafshach. And the Rabbit says, I don't know what this means. Yishke Batomit. So he says, maybe it means Lashon Shir Shigayon LeDavid. Because if Mishnah says, "Lashon Shir Nira Dahein Lomer Sheyismach Ba'Avos Hashem Kmo Shadam Samech B'Shir," should be happy with your Avodas Hashem. Or because you love Torah so much, because you love Hashem so much, so you don't pay attention to your matters, you're so orangutan in Hashem. That's the Shogeg B'Tomid. You love Torah so much. There's no all the everything in this world, all the mitzvahs of this world, just means nothing to you. So you see that the true gili of Torah in the world is not just by learning. The Igarinian of Torah is that the values of Olam Hazeh are completely bottled. All the erech of this world becomes batal, and then the true mitzvahs of Torah is chal in this world. We want that the mitzvahs hatachton in this world should be transformed into a mitzvahs of Torah. That's what means the stakel b'raisa b'rama. Since the world is the yitzi l'pol of Torah, the tachas of the world is to show that there's really no other mitzvahs, and that's the madrega sahava of v'haftos v'haftos Hashem alkech v'chol vavcho v'chol nafshich. And that's where Rabbi Akiva makel kilos barabim, and he would be mitzvah musay abalodi ba'kaimenu, that Avos Hashem reached its pinnacle when it was mechayv v'siris nefesh to be makel kilos barabim. Otherwise Torah would be forgotten. So that's when we see that he's willing to give everything because there's no other mitzvahs. So there are two madregas in Torah. One is michem Torah's mitzvah, and the other one is bishis is on a higher level. The whole mitzvah is Torah. The Rambam says that these are the two parashas of Shema. The first parasha is Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, Madrega Sahava. That's Lemaila Mimaisa HaMitzvahs. And the parasha Shniyah is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. We find a dogma to this in Rabbeinu Yonah and Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Zayin, Vedaki Malus El Yonah, Nimsu Lanar Mitzvahs Esek, Malus Bechira, Malus Talmud Torah. So he enumerates various milos for which a person was created. So the Iger Dagas HaMitzvah is not because of the Shem Mitzvah's Esei Shabbat, but Mitzvah Cherish and Yonah. It's the Maila of Bechinas Mitzvah. So you have the Maila of Bechira and the Maila of Talmud Torah. Not just Mitzvah, the Torah's Mitzvah. Is there a special milus beyond the mitzvah seseh? That's what life is all about. That's for this a person was created. And now we understand why it doesn't say b'chol modecha in the parasha of Hayim Shema. It only says b'chol modecha in the first parasha. Because b'chol modecha teaches you that you love Hashem more than anything else. That's how far the love goes. And the second parasha is only talking about kiyum mitzvahs. There's no din to serve Hashem with your ma'od. The first parasha says b'chol modecha, because that shows nothing in the world matters to you. Back in the second parasha says b'chol nafshech, but it doesn't say b'chol modecha. So there in the second parasha, the Hagdara is not that nothing in the world is important to you anymore. That's the Hagdara of the first parasha. The first parasha is the parasha of true ahava, b'chol modecha, whatever's most important, if it's your money, if it's your body. There's no erech to this world anymore. Now we understand why it says in the second parasha, "Vasafta deganecha," because the second parasha is talking about where kiyum mitzvahs. Kiyum mitzvahs have a shir. So of course you're learning, but it's with "Vasafta deganecha." You're within the framework of this world. But the first parasha is not shaykh to this world. The whole thing is batal. There's no hagbalas, and therefore they can't be in the first parasha. Dina v'asafta deganecha. It's only shaykh to the second parasha. And when it says in the second parasha, Le'ava, Hashem Elokecha, it's not talking about the highest level of Ahava where nothing matters. It's Ahava is a mitzvah. Then there's a higher level of Ahava where there's no erech to this world anymore. So based on this, it would seem that we can explain the Maharsha that we opened up with, the Tosis. We say that the parasha, first parasha is talking about tzaddikim gemurim, the second parasha is talking about tzaddikim enim gemurim, because we're talking about two different dargas of Torah. When we talk about Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, so that's like other mitzvahs in the Torah, mitzvah vein mitzvahs. That's tzaddikim she'enim gemurim. Not shaykh to the ikar tzura of Torah b'soda stakel b'raisa b'ra'alma. So since and the Shein Mitzvah of Torah, Talmud Torah, it doesn't say B'chol Me'odecha. So these are Tzaddikim She'enem Gemurim. This is a limited, this is with limits. There's no Shogeh B'tomid. Because the highest Madrega is the first parasha. B'chol Me'odecha, Tzaddikim Gemurim. Dargis Ahava with no limits. B'chol me'odecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. It's a completely different ahava, it's a completely different Talmud Torah, a completely different love of Hashem. So now we can explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We had a machlokes in the first year between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Whether one should be Hanik Be'minik Derech Eretz, like Rabbi Yishmael says, or one should just learn, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says. Rabbi Yishmael holds that the entire Madrega of Torah is included in the mitzvah. So he's not machalik between the Maisa mitzvah and the Maila of the mitzvah. Like we saw before, the Maila of Talmud Torah, Rabbi Yonah enumerates, beyond the regular mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a completely different Madrega, Madrega of the whole Metzias is Torah. That's, Rabbi Yishmael is not machalik. He holds that the darg of Ahav of Torah is included in the Maisa Mitzvah. And the Mela, the Chiyuv to learn, is given with Shiurim, Hanik Be'minik Derech Eretz. Just like other mitzvahs were given within the framework of this world. So to Talmud Torah is given Dafka with Derech Eretz. But Leid Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he says, Eino Chinami, it's that the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is like other mitzvahs. But the Iker Inyan of Torah is Sheyishke Batamit. And the Mela he holds that one shouldn't be Hanik Be'minik Derech Eretz. Because because he's talking about a completely different madriga of learning. There's no other mitzias. Says in Avos the Rabbi Nosson Perakov Tes, so it can't be that a person is mevatel divrei Torah. He's going to get it because that's his whole metzius. It's the whole bria. So therefore Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, just learn. That is part two of our shir, and Amir Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya B'li Neder, we will conclude, help with one more shir, finish the Mahalach, we shall be Zoche L'modu L'amid L'shem of L'asas L'kayim Z'kul Divrei Tzalmud Torah. So, we have a main, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest prayer.